The Odd Pod.
Odd Pod. Oh, hello, and thanks for clicking on me again. Today, I delve back into Manx Radio's archive room, in which you'll find miles upon miles of open reel tape and cassette recordings, CDs, DVDs, digital audio tape, and anything else that we could record on through the history of Manx Radio from 1964. As you can imagine, there are some absolute gems in the archive. And here's one that I found, recorded in 2001. This is episode 56 of some 2,000 episodes of Kelly's Eye, featuring well-known voices to Manx Radio, Peter Kelly, the historian, and presenter David Collister. And today, they take a look at a lane in Douglas with a gruesome past.
Peter, what's Kelly's Eye looking at today?
Well, David, I'm sorely tempted to refer to something which is purple and about 20 yards in front of us.
That's an article of clothing.
It is, but I shan't say what it is. It's embarrassing, to say the least. I'm looking, in fact, at a drainage channel made out of granite sets, which are laid into the ground and are there for the purpose of directing water to the various road gullies which are set within the length of what in fact is a back lane.
Yes, just alongside it is something that says meter, spelt M-E-T-E-R, and you can hear it ticking underneath there. Now what's that? A meter?
I thought it was your pacemaker. Right. Yeah, that's a water meter, and alongside it you see DCWW.
Douglas Corporation Waterworks.
That's it?
Yes.
We're in a back lane, which we're here at in daylight, which is different for us, which runs between Timble Street and Clark Street. Clark Street is perhaps not so familiar as Timble Street to people, but it's at the other end of the school where, thank goodness, the children have just gone back in from play playtime, otherwise we couldn't have done the recording.
It's Fairfield now rather than Timble Street as well, of course.
Yes, it's taken its name, changed its name. But this lane, which doesn't have an official name, has for many years, in fact from about 1914, been referred to as Murder Lane.
Yes, an unsolved murder, wasn't it?
It was. Back in 1914, poor Mrs. Quayle was clobbered over the head here and died. She was found lying just more or less where we are, just slightly forward of us. And she had a small garden, or had the use of a small garden. I think she lived in Princes Street, just further lane down. And this garden now appears to have had a sort of couple of garages built in, but the original wall is still there. And she was heading up to feed the rabbits and was clobbered over the head and murdered. There was an investigation. I remember speaking to a lady who's now passed on. She was turned 90 when I was speaking to her, and she can recall the occasion, and she can recall standing watching the funeral taking place and somebody saying, "See those men over there? They're policemen from Liverpool." Anyway, these policemen from Liverpool came over and actually questioned these young girls as they were, had they seen anything, had they heard anything, which she hadn't. But the old lady that was telling me kept saying, "But you know who did it, don't you?" And she kept winking at me. Yeah. And I'm saying, "No, but she never told me." And she's passed on now. But the daughter has told me, who was suspected, but 1914's not that long ago, so
you'll keep it to yourself.
I'll keep it to myself, and in fact, in years to come, I'll do exactly the same. So here we are with this lane, Murder Lane, as it's called. It's a straightforward lane, but this drainage channel down the middle. Virtually every lane in Douglas had this arrangement because initially they weren't tarmacked; they were earth. But you see, it slopes in towards it, so it acted virtually as a pipe. Running down, and they're rapidly disappearing because when these lanes get re-tarmacked now, the water just flows straight down. But the sets have gone, and the sets, of course, are man-made. I mean, they're granite, and they've all been shaped to roughly the same
chiseled
size.
Chiseled out,
yeah.
Labour, right?
Yeah, and some were made locally, and an awful lot were shipped in. And of course, there weren't many cobbled streets when we go to Castletown and they put these paving bricks down and they say this is heritage. It isn't. It isn't. If you go through minute books of Commissioners Peel, Castletown, etc., you'll find that when the commissioners were established in the towns, they concreted pavements and they left the road mud. And then eventually the roads were tarmacadamed.
Yes.
metalled, as they call it. But we didn't have streets of cobblestones, although Railroad Hill was cobbled. Many people remember that. And I think part of Strand Street was at one time as an experiment. Mm-hmm. But no, there weren't streets of cobbles, as people try to tell us.
And these lanes, of course, don't serve much of a purpose now. They're things to be avoided, I guess, apart from bin men making use of them.
Well, yes, I mean, we've had to watch where we walk coming up. There seem to be dog alleys and, rustling in the background is one of many bin bags here full of rubbish, which hopefully will disappear in due course. No, the back lanes aren't used to the degree that they used to be.
The Odd Pod. Odd Pod.